We want farmers and ranchers across this country to provide comments because, look, Colorado's issues are different than Utah's, and Utah's are different than Minnesota. I mean, I was in Utah 2 weeks ago, second most dry state in the country, and I was in Minnesota the very next day. Obviously, different issues in Minnesota versus Utah. So hearing from people is so important because it helps us make informed decisions. But at the end of the day, here's what I want to make sure people understand. Our job as the EPA is to provide two things. One, a removal of the bad rule, the 2015 rule that created all this uncertainty, that exceeded their jurisdiction of the EPA, that defined waters as dry creek beds, puddles, and ephemeral drainage ditches. I mean, that is something that's not right. That's on its way out. But we have the job to do to make sure we get it right going forward. And as we make this decision about perennial waters and adjacency on wetlands, it's important we hear from stakeholders in getting those things right. We're going to be inspired by Justice Scalia's opinion. We're going to get this right. The president has issued an executive order on this. And we're very optimistic this is going to happen and happen the right way by the first quarter of next year.